It is Tuesday. So I want to talk about what's happening in Lansing now. State lawmakers are pulling more and more money out of the Unemployment Insurance Agency contingent fund. First $10 million for this year's budget. Now they want to pull $25 million out for next year. Jennifer Lord, an attorney who's suing the state over false unemployment claims for the false unemployment claims fraud scandal, is here to tell us why they need to stop. Jennifer, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
So this fund, it went from $3 million in 2011 to over $154 million last year. How did it blow up this way?
Well, it blew up because the computerized system called Midas, which, by the way, is the opposite of the touch of gold, wrongfully accused 93% of Michigan workers as having committed fraud in connection with their unemployment filings when, in fact, they did not commit fraud. And Midas not only made these legal determinations of who did and didn't commit fraud, it also acted as a tool to collect on these unemployment debts. Okay. The reason the fund skyrocketed to the levels that it was at was because beyond seizing the unemployment benefits that Michigan workers received, they were automatically slapped with a quadruple penalty and then interest on top of that quadruple penalty in principal.
And now, why is it the lawmakers shouldn't be pulling money out of the fund right now?
Well, because it's not their money. It's the money that is in the penalties and interest fund is the money that was illegally seized from approximately 46,000 Michiganders and placed in that fund. And when the fund was established, it was established with one of its specific purposes being to refund monies wrongfully seized, inappropriately seized from claimants.
So why is that not happening now, then?
Why is it not happening?
Yeah, why are the refunds not happening?
That's a great question. And our law firm, we recently filed a second class action. It was last Friday. The refunds are very, very sporadically happening. The state claims about $6 million out of the $150 million plus. And what we've learned by talking to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of claimants is that the state is violating a federal court order and is still doing administrative garnishments of 25% of workers' wages.
Wait, this is after the fraud's been confirmed that the fraud was not correct? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Well, what happened was that the state, in a related federal suit, voluntarily agreed to an order suspending all collection activities.
Okay.
And so there was an order of the court to stop collecting from these workers because we know 93% of them were wrongfully accused of fraud, and the state has not stopped collecting.
Okay. So is there any way to stop the state from doing that? Or?
Well, this class action that we filed, we're seeking injunctive relief, and we are seeking to compel the UIA to go and make sure that they are abiding by the order and that they're not collecting from the vast, vast majority of innocent victims pulled into this.
What happens if this fund ends up with, you know, ends up being siphoned off and the money's not there? What's going to happen at that point?
Well, what's going to happen is that the taxpayers are going to be on the hook for any judgment that is obtained against the state. And that's really fundamentally unfair. What's sitting there right now is a pot of money that was seized from workers, and it's their money. It should be returned to them. It shouldn't be a burden on a Michigan taxpayer to cover the state's gross mistake here and to make everything right.
Well, Jennifer, why is it such a lengthy process? Once it's been determined that the fraud that this machine determined was not accurate, I mean, why is the money not returned right away? What's the process for that?
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's the question. And that's what we're asking. There's no reason that we can understand other than that the state of affairs at the Unemployment Insurance Agency is just broken right now. And, it is such a mess. We don't think that, they quite know how to stop this train. This collection train keeps on going, mm-hmm. I don't have an answer to that question. Well, if I did, I think a lot of people's lives would be a lot better.
We'll stay on top of this one. Jennifer Lord, Royal Oak attorney, she is suing the state over the false unemployment claims fraud scandal. Jennifer, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.